Aaron Copeland Experience, weeknights 8 to 10.
It's Fiesta Friday on the Darren Copeland Experience. I'm Big Fuzz. Just giving you a quick reminder, if you've missed any part of tonight's show or any of our other shows, you can go to audioboom.com, type in the Darren Copeland Experience. You can find a whole bunch of our episodes from before up there on the computer screen you can listen to. You can also download the mobile app from Play Store or Apple Store. It's Mile High Sports mobile app. And you can just listen to us live on your phone.
In case you want to prove to people that we're as crazy as you say we are.
Yes, no, that's probably true. And then you can also listen to us streaming live at milehighsports.com. All that fun stuff. Or you can just listen to us on the radio, 1340 AM. We're there every Friday through Monday.
Well, Friday. Friday, then not here Saturday. I'm here Sunday. Then on Monday, we're all here.
Yes,
we're all here. Tuesday, we're all here.
Wednesday.
Wednesday, sometimes we're all here. Thursday, sometimes. Then Friday, we're all here.
Friday.
So Monday through Friday and then Sunday.
Sometimes Sundays. We're like the vowel. Monday through Friday and sometimes Sundays. There you go. Listen to us. Give us a listen. We're a different kind of sports talk show, obviously, if you haven't picked up on that, because we don't always talk sports. We're not beholden to go out of our way to talk a lot of sports if we're not interested in it or if it just is not of importance. We're not going to talk about things just because we feel like we have to. Although, and we go round and round off the air on this, I want to talk Broncos, and you often do not.
Well, you just want to talk
soccer.
Well, I mean, who doesn't want to talk soccer?
Most people.
But I would love to talk Broncos, but that's not always the interesting thing that happened in my day-to-day. It's kind of interesting today.
It's not always about you. About the listener.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
And the listener wants to talk Broncos most of the time. In this town.
Experience.
Right. Well, I mean.
I know. It's not about me.
It's not about me. It's about Alex and the listeners.
It's about do it for your country.
Oh, God.
Red, white, and the blue. Do it for your country.
Uncle Sam says too.
And your mother would approve.
Oh, the Denver Broncos.
I am fueled by rage right now. Rage. You can't see it. But
it got like
there.
10 degrees hotter in
there's
here.
Heat. There's just heat coming. Ooh, did that super volcano blow up or what?
Fueled by rage right now.
Come on, man.
You're impossible.
Finish him.
Impossible.
The problem is it's been a terrible day. It's been a terrible day at Denver Broncos camp.
Yes, it has been a terrible day. He says with mirth and joy in his voice.
Oh, Shane Ray's out 6 to 8 weeks.
So let me pick up on where you... Let me start over.
Oh, my goodness. It's not a good thing.
It's not a good thing. Oh. So for those of you who haven't been paying attention, the Broncos training camp has started. Now, Shaq Barrett hurt his hip.
Yeah, too.
And Shaq Barrett's supposed to be out 6 to 8 weeks. Although, with a hip injury, I feel like he could be out much longer. Well, today, Shane Ray tore ligaments in his wrist. Yesterday, he tore ligaments in his wrist. And today, they announced that he's going to be out 6 to 8 weeks as well. So, essentially, we've lost since the retirement of Shaq Barrett's injury and now Shane Ray's injury, we've essentially lost that side of defensive end.
We got Von Miller.
Now, fortunately, the Broncos did go pick up an end from I want to say New Orleans.
Okay.
Who's supposed to be pretty good. He's not a rookie. He's a good player, and he's going to have to step in, obviously.
I think they'll be okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think they'll be fine. I'm a little concerned.
I bet that Shane Ray will be back in sooner than 6 to 8 weeks. We'll play with a cast, probably.
See, that's what I was thinking. I mean, we've seen guys break their wrist and come back within a week or so.
Blow their fingers off.
And they just put a cast on it. So, I mean, ligaments are a little different because, he's just not going to be able to grab anything. You just wrap that whole thing up and plaster it up.
Make it like a club.
Yeah, make it like a club. They say four to eight weeks. I would not be surprised if he's playing on day one, very first game. Not the first preseason game, but the first real game.
Shaq Barrett's a different story.
It's a hip, and I think we should be worried about the hip. Now, to be fair, I'm not a huge Shaq Barrett fan. I don't think he's as good as he is supposed to be.
He seems to make a lot of plays.
Not as many as Shane Ray.
Yeah, that's true, but he seems to make some. He makes some. You hear his name getting called during a game.
Yeah, and maybe he would have made more plays if he were better. With a better interior defensive line, that might free up some of those players on the ends to go make more plays. I just know that Shaq Barrett was not going to start this year at that position. It was going to be Shane Ray.
No, I mean, because Shane Ray is the higher draft choice. Shane Ray is the better player.
And I'm not sure that Shaq Barrett was going to be able to beat out this guy from New Orleans because he comes in highly touted. He's a really good defensive end. I'm not too concerned about the defense because I do think Shane Ray will be back sooner rather than later. So it's something to be concerned about. I mean, if you're 2 days into training camp.
And you'll be happy to know that Captain Morgan has taken a bit of a lead on Monkey Boy.
Right, listen, the whole offense looks better. The whole offense looks better. They started Bowles on the line. Like he's taking the starting reps with the number ones. And they say he's looked pretty good, better than they kind of thought he would. Sambralo's still getting beat. I mean, he's still getting beat. His footwork is bad. I don't know what to say. He came in looking much bigger and fitter than he had before. He seemed fully healthy. He is fully healthy. He's just, his feet aren't quick enough, I think, to really be a force on the offensive line.
I mean, you can fix footwork, though. I mean, I can.
You can fix footwork to a point, especially on the offensive line. You're right. You can try to teach footwork. But there's a quickness issue that I think you can't keep. You can't teach quickness.
I think you can. I think there are drills that you can do to make you kind of...
You're quicker, you're not quick. You can't teach speed. You can't teach quickness. You can teach anticipation.
Well, and you can max your... You can max... what? Okay, so say that you are just naturally quicker than I am, okay? Mm-hmm. But with training, I may not be as good as you are, but I can be better.
Well, I'm sure he can be better, but he just has a hard time with quality defensive players who are just quicker than he is. They make him look silly. He got beat twice by a rookie yesterday.
Yeah, that rookie looked really good.
Yeah, well, or he just looked really bad. I mean, you can't be a guy like Sombrilo and have that happen to you. You can't have that happen.
Well, I don't know, but it sounds like Bowles looks better. Looks okay.
We'll see what happens on Sunday. I'm always suspicious of offensive linemen until the pads go on. I just am. You can look great when you're not physically trying to move somebody. When you start hitting each other, that's when the offensive line really starts to show what they're made of. And we'll get a better look at that on Sunday.
There's that quote from Emmanuel Sanders that I know is in there somewhere where he says, yeah, everyone looks good, but when we put pads on, that's the time you tell the men from the boys.
It is. And you know,
and then
I think all offensive lines look great when they don't have pads on because they know what they're supposed to do. It's when you start getting moved around and bullied.
They say Menelik Watson looks like is just a beast.
Yeah, and Leary is beast. They have more attitude on that. Listen, they may not be, well, they can't, I hate to say this. I want to say they can't possibly be worse than last year, but that's not exactly true. They could be.
9-7
I'm talking about the offensive line.
Oh, okay.
The offensive line couldn't be worse than they were last year. But they might be if everyone, you know, has an injury and you're starting like a bunch of nobodies. But if nothing else, if they stay healthy, this year's offensive line is going to have an attitude that we have not seen in Denver for a long time. And that's going to be meaner.
Meaner.
And you want a mean offensive line. Watson and Leary bring a toughness and a meanness that we have not had for a while. And Bowles, well, I think he might be a little undersized, is also going to bring an attitude. He's mean.
Good. We need some more meanies.
Are you okay?
I'm doing my best not to. I'm sorry. I had something terrible coming to my brain, and I'm doing my best to stop it. I'm trying to. I freak you guys out.
Meaner.
No, you were talking about a mean offensive line, and the only thing I could think of was. But I'd rather have median offensive line. I know. I told you that I was trying to stop it, and you pressed me on it. I apologize for that.
Jeez. It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.
Una certa educazione, io ci ballo per un po' e poi te la ridò. Questo cambio lo farei se il mio amore fosse lei.